I would say this. John MacArthur says, hard preaching makes for soft hearts. And soft preaching makes for hard hearts. And I think it's really true. And so I think the harder we preach, the Lordship of Christ, repentance, the law, the supremacy of Christ, the demands of discipleship, I think it cultivates a humble congregation. And if we're just preaching a series of how to have a happy vacation type sermons, you know, it's just all how-to stuff. I think you have a very glorified country club for a church, and where people have territorial rights and can become very mean-spirited. I also think, you know, it helps to have a regenerate congregation of saved people. And there is no one meaner in the world than an unsaved religious person. I mean, there's a fanaticism that is misdirected. It was a religious crowd that crucified Jesus. And I'm treated nicer by just people in the world that I just meet on a golf course or meet at on an airplane or at the mall. They're nicer than people who are church members but who are unconverted. So Jesus said, you know, by this shall all men know you, that you have love one for another, that you're my disciples. I think that you've got to have a regenerate congregation. There will be the necessary fruit of the new birth, and at the head of that list after repentance and faith is to have love for the brethren. You know, 1 John 4 says, how can you say that you love God whom you do not see, and you do not love your brother whom you do see? So, you know, you just, people need to be saved, and then I really do think it's hard preaching, and by that I do not mean to be mean-spirited or domineering or intimidating, but I just mean that there is aggressive adult proclamation of the Word of God, where you don't dummy down the message, and I hope you'll take this in the right way, but that there is a strong masculine tone to the service, to the preaching, to the congregation, where men really even lead out in expressing this kindness and love. It's almost a given that the ladies will be, you know, somewhat sweet. But for the men to really own this. So our people are genuinely serving and I think humble. We're not in any way close to, obviously, having arrived. I mean, we're not a perfect church. They don't have a perfect pastor. But I will say they're genuine. And there's not a pretense. I think it's easier, too, when you have a first-generation church. No one was born in our church. No one's grandparents were in our church. And I think after so many years, a church can settle into some hardening of the categories and, you know, become somewhat superficial. Not always, but it can be that. And it's almost like every church just needs to go out of existence after certain number of years and just almost have to start all over again. So it helps us that we're only 8 years old and so we're not there's not a lot of backlog. People are in our church because they want to be there. So good question though, and to God be the glory for the good that is in their lives.